everybody. Opening song, welcome. It's your turn. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
And it's wonderful to see everybody. It's been a very long vacation, which is nice, yes. And I especially want to welcome our sixth grade students and their families and our sixth grade teachers who will be participating in the service this evening. And all of the members of our youth groups, and especially those who will be staying the night for the shulin. So we're coming back from vacation, and for many of us, vacation is a great family time. I think that the country sort of tilts a little bit south with everybody going down to Florida as they go to visit relatives, but some go north. I remember growing up when there was only one bridge going up to Connecticut and crossing the Delaware River. And remember all the Howard Johnson's that we could stop at, if you remember way back when. And I just came back from Israel, and family takes on a very special feeling in Israel, because each Shabbat is kind of like Thanksgiving. People spend part of the week preparing and making food, and family and friends get together. One of my teachers has 9 children and 27 grandchildren. The other teacher, one of my other teachers, his grandmother used to come to class, and she had 47 grandchildren, and it was somewhere around 80 great-grandchildren the last time I knew. And it was always fun studying with grandma and those great, great connections. We continue now with the candle lighting, and I'd like to invite our sixth grade teachers to come up to lead us in the candle lighting on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine, and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Baruch
Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu LaHadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Ata
Continue now in our service folders with Shir Chadash. Shabbat is flickering candles, delicious twisted challah, sweet grape juice, giggling with my friends, a smile from the rabbi, cookies at Oneg. Shabbat is sitting with my family, Shabbat family dinners, seeing my religious school classmates, feeling the presence of God. Shabbat is speaking prayers to God, singing beautiful songs, listening to stories, remembering the miracle of creation. We continue with Lecha Dodi on page 4.
Thank you.
Baruch Hu on page 8. Together on page 8. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning and evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creatures, I thank you and praise your name. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening. Page 10 at the bottom. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words, and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat, honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and make the Torah an important part of our lives. Page 12.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Leolam Ba'ed.
Seated. Read together on page 13. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol meodecha v'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, uvrechtecha v'aderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam l'ot al yadecha, v'hayu v'totafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai. V'item kidoshim le'ohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Liot lechem le'ohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. For our families, Passover is one time when so many families get together. And we're now reading in the book of Exodus. This week we read of the plagues, and then in 2 weeks, the crossing of the Red Sea as our ancestors moved to freedom. And this week's Torah portion tells the one verse from which the story of the four children, the wise, the simple, the one who needs to improve, and the one who doesn't know how to ask. It's from one verse in our portion, and reminds us of how we're connected throughout our generations as we celebrate our freedom with Michamocha.
Adam got to see the Rachel clap before he went back to school. That's a very inside joke, sorry.
But nobody saw the Adam clap in response.
I saw.
Yeah.
I saw.
So if you heard me laugh and like lose my place, it was my son's fault.
So I think we pretty much have a TBS crowd here, so I don't think I have to explain Vishamru on page 15. You know what to do.
Shemayim v'et ha'aretz.
Because when I started here, you guys were all third graders, but in the meantime, you have graduated from leading when God made the world to leading us into Phila, because they are now the pre-B'nai Mitzvah class. So I'd like to invite our sixth graders up to help lead us in Avot V'Imahot and Givurot. So come on forward using your nicest Bima presence, which you're doing very well.
Oh, we need your prayer books.
Were we supposed to bring them? I thought you meant one to me.
Oh, not your.
What page is that on?
Okay.
What page? 16.
16.
So we'll read responsibly, sixth graders and rest of congregation. Okay, ready?
We have come together.
Wait,
top
what?
Top of page 18.
Oh. You're saying it
like.
We have come together to pray. Prayer is serenity,
reading, quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be or how we can make the world a better place. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy, whole, holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, tzavot, lo, kol, haaretz, kavod. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory.
Thank you, sixth graders. Yeshakoah.
Great job. Thank you. We continue together in the middle of page 19. Be gracious, O eternal our God, to your people Israel, and receive our prayers with love. O, may our worship always be acceptable to you. Fill us with the knowledge that you are near to all who seek you in truth. Let our eyes behold your presence among us and among our people. Blessed are you, Adonai, whose presence gives life to all Israel. We continue with a prayer for Hoda'ah, for gratitude. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks. As we begin a new year, we look ahead and probably most of us, more than anything, wish for a year of peace. Peace locally, peace globally, and we vow to move forward, move our world forward, do what we can, our small part in making this world come to be. We continue with our prayer for peace, Shalom Rav, top of page 20.
See you.
new Jewish month starting Sunday night, the month of Shvat. And I think I know the Shvat tapestry, that second one, better than any, because some of you may remember we had a little journey through the tapestry of Shvat last year at this time. So if no one remembers, I can do it again this year, I suppose. It was for Scout Shabbat. So you'll notice we have a big tree in the middle, because who knows what holiday comes in Shvat that is about trees. Tu B'Shvat, that is correct. Our holiday of trees. Shvat, apparently, it is thought to come from the Akkadian word for the rainy season. You have to remember, rain means blessing. I know we might not think that way, especially when everything's muddy around us, but it is. So we do hope to be blessed with rain, maybe not too much, and maybe not on a day where we have outdoor sports or anything. So we will read together the blessing for the new month of Shvat, which begins Sunday on the bottom of page 22. As the new month of Shvat begins Sunday at sundown, may it be a month of blessings, blessings of generosity and kindness, friendship and love, creativity and caring, health and healing. May we bring in this month surrounded by family, friends, and this caring community in happiness and peace. Amen. We sing Birkat HaLevana, Blessing for the Moon, on page 23. as the new month begins, we pray that this month will bring healing to those in our community, friends and family members who have been through surgery, who are healing, who are being diagnosed. We pray for all who are in need of physical healing or emotional healing as we continue with our prayer for healing, Misha Berach, the top of page 24. Continue with a moment of silent reflection, thinking our own thoughts and prayers.
Shalom, be Imran.
say shalom. Who ya say, shalom. Peace, bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace, bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace, bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace, bring peace down, bring peace down.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So before we continue with the story as a kind of a warm-up, here's my question for my younger friends and my friends of different ages tonight. If you could think of, like, you know, when people cook things, they have, like, a specialty. Like, they, like my sister really liked the way that my parents did stuffing for the turkey. She doesn't like the way my cousin does it. So we have two nights of Thanksgiving in my family. We have my cousins, and then my sister redoes it the next night the way she likes it. My aunt Faye made these amazing cookies that my cousins and I, like, all fought over. And, like, if you took somebody else's batch of cookies, you were really, really in trouble. So if you think of your parents or your grandparents, or yourself, do you have some special food that you can think of that you love when they make that food for you? A special food that you can think of, or just a special food that you really like? Okay, yes, I knew somebody would help me out. Here we go.
When my mom makes roasted vegetables.
Great, great. Anybody else? Adults, yes, ma'am.
When my dad makes pancakes.
Oh, great, great. Anybody else? Yes.
When my grandma makes hummus.
Oh, cool. That's great. Coming over this way. And yes, here we go. Yes, ma'am. Caitlin.
When my mom makes challah French toast.
Oh, wow. Great. Come on over. Come on over.
My dad rarely makes apple pie.
Oh, wow. Great. Jonathan?
My mom makes a killer lasagna.
Oh, great. Great. And Ruby, come on over.
When my Nana makes matzo ball soup.
Oh, wow. That's great. And yes, Max?
When my mom makes cinnamon rolls.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember now. My mom used to make those. So, as we are getting ready for a story, of course, as you know, with me in stories, we always need hats, and we always need our script. So this is a story that, it is a story about a princess, and this princess, she loved her grandmother. And every Friday, the princess would go over to her grandmother's house, and her grandmother loved to bake.
My grandmother had me when she was three. I mean, had my mom.
You know, think by the end of the year, all of the roles that I've had Rabbi Rappaport play. And her grandmother loved to bake, and every Friday she'd go to visit. And, you know, she loved being a princess because she would do all kinds of fun princess things. She would ride horses, and she would draw, and she was really good at math, and she liked hanging out with her friends. Anybody else want to throw another one in here? No, that's okay. But she really, really loved her grandmother. And the thing that was the best is on Friday, as she was getting to go home, her grandmother would put her bowls down, and her grandmother would take a beautiful challah and give it to the princess. And this was the most delicious challah. It was moist, and the challah was soft, and it was sweet, and it was chewy, and it almost tasted like a challah from Great Harvest. And this was one of the most special things for the princess. Now, over time, the princess grew up, and eventually she got the big crown, and the princess became the queen. And as a queen, she was wise, and she was generous, and she was kind to everybody. But throughout the years, she would always think of her grandmother. And from time to time, she'd think of that wonderful challah that her grandmother would make. And so the princess called her bakers.
I'm the queen now.
Oh, the queen. She got promoted. The queen called the bakers, and the bakers came in. And the queen said to the bakers, reading her script on page 3.
Thank you for coming. When I was a princess, I was just a little princess, my grandmother made the most delicious challah. It was soft, it was moist, it was chewy, it was sweet. Every Friday, I would go to visit her, and she gave me a loaf of challah for Shabbat. Sometimes she gave me 2 loaves, one to eat on my way home and one for Shabbat. Well, this is her recipe, as it says, for challah. I would like to see if you could make challah like my grandmother.
And so the bakers went down to the bakery, and they took the recipe, and they mixed the ingredients, and they brought the challah that they had made using the exact recipe to the queen.
Looks the same.
And the queen said, after she tasted the challah,
well, it is very good. Thank you. I know how hard you worked to get everything just right. It's not quite the same as my grandmother's.
And the queen felt sad because her bakers had worked so very hard. We're now at Act 3 for those who have parts. And so it was over the years that the queen would search and search for someone who could make a challah just like her grandmother's. That was sweet and chewy and moist and tasted just like Great Harvest. And people would come, and she'd give them the recipe and all the ingredients, but it wasn't quite right. And the queen was walking through the capital one day, and she smelled something baking. It was bread and cookies and cake. And the queen saw a girl and stopped and asked,
"What is that wonderful smell? It reminds me of the way my grandmother used to bake on Fridays."
"That's my grandmother's baking. Would you like me to take you to her?"
"Yes, apparently, because we're walking to the grandma."
"Grandma, the queen was passing our house, and she smelled your baking. She wants to meet you."
"Hello. The smells from your kitchen are wonderful. Your baking reminded me of my grandmother. Every Friday I would visit her. We would bake. She made delicious challah, soft, moist, sweet, and chewy. And for years I've tried to find someone who could make challah just like my grandmother. I have the recipe. My bakers had all of the same ingredients, but it wasn't quite right. Can you help me?"
"Sure."
The queen gave the recipe to the grandmother, and the grandmother looked and smiled. She took all of the ingredients on the list, the water and flour and eggs, yeast and sugar, and she began and put them together. She finally put the challah in the oven, and a little while later, the challah was ready, and the oven looked just like a chair on a tray over here.
Either one.
And the grandmother brought the challah to the queen. And then the queen said,
This is wonderful. How did you do it? I have tried for years and years, and finally, a challah just like I remember.
And then the grandmother smiled and said...
All of the ingredients for challah were in the recipe, but your grandmother never wrote down the secret ingredient, the most important ingredient that made the challah taste so special. That secret ingredient was a grandmother's love.
Oh.
And the queen was overjoyed. She had the challah that she loved. And every week, the girl brought two loaves of challah to the queen. And they became friends and were so very, very happy. And, you know, as we listen to talk, and a thank you to all of our Not Ready for Shabbos players.
Thank you.
And I gave them a good 5 minutes before the service to get ready. But that's what makes it fun. And, you know, as we were talking, and as everybody shared something that somebody in the family made, it wasn't just talking about a food I like, but you really felt the love. And that's what's so special about the meals that we prepare for each other, because there's always that taste of love. And it's also about what we share here at Temple on Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
I'd like to once again call on our sixth graders to open the ark doors for Aleinu. We continue on page 25. Please rise.
You may be seated.
Thank you, everybody. Page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Toby Konigsberg, Betty Davison, and Donna Courtney. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Richard Blevins, stepfather of Sean Curry. Luana Elliott, cousin of Tammy Stein. Randy Johnson, co-worker of Jay Copeland. Diane Tuska, great aunt of Leah Cochise. And we remember on her yard site, Debbie Bellion, first wife of Barry Bellion and mother of Marla and Lindsay. And we remember the yard sites this week for our members. Lois Posner, Rebecca Copelands, Jerry Girding, Nina Small, Mae Steris, Penny Denton, Herbert Denton, Lester Bigelman, B. Brantz, Min Chasen, Mark Craver, Donya Orlinsky, Dr. Lester Weissman, Louis Niebauer, Margaret Ritchie, Jack Saper, Joel Weiss, Grace Atel, Sheila Bondi, Malcolm Levinson, Jason Shemwell, Edward Shoemaker, Jean Courtney, Matt Daly, Walter Muntner, Susan Rosen, Zoltan Illis, Bertha Rosenfeld, Mary Kilgore, Adrian Cohen, Doris Hoffman, Sarah Weissman, Harold Werman, Dr. Jacob Belofsky, Luda Mapp, Judge William Plummer, Steve Stanley, Lillian Sukert. We honor all of their memories as we rise and join together in the Kaddish, page 28. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, b'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chaye chon uv'yome chon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'izman kariv v'imru, amen. Yehei shmei rabah mivarach l'alam olmei olmaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase, V'yatadar v'yatalev v'yatalal shemed kudsha berichu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran bialma v'imru, amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. O se shalom bimromav, hu ya'ase shalom, Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru.
The Marua Amen. The Marua.
Be seated.
We continue now with birthday blessings. I'd like to invite anybody who's on the Beastie board to come and help hold up the tallit. And anybody who has a January birthday, the chuppah. Any children who have a birthday this month in January, come on up. Okay, and Rachel is going to help out also. There we go.
You guys
are going
to have lots of room to spread out under there.
Apparently, Patty can have a start. Okay, great. Come and stand under the chuppah. And say your name and how old you are going to be.
I'm Alexandra Coaches, and I'm turning 9.
Great.
I'm Amelia Bowden. I'm going to turn 12.
Wow, great. Getting ready for bat mitzvah. Getting ready for bat mitzvah in a little bit. And so we offer you this blessing. Mishaberach avotenu ve'imotenu. Our God and God of our ancestors. God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, as you have blessed our people throughout the ages, may you bless our friends as they're celebrating their birthdays this month. May they always be healthy. May they always feel the love of their family and friends. May they have great adventures. May they learn and see new things in the world. May they reach out to other people with caring and with love. May they continue to grow and be part of our community and their families. Yevarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha. May God's light shine upon you, and may God be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom. May God's spirit lift you up. May you have shalom, wholeness and peace. Amen. And we'll sing Yom Huledet Sameach, and we'll have TBS Slinkies.
Yom Huledet Sameach. Yom Huledet Sameach, Yom Huledet Sameach, Yom Huledet Sameach.
We are so thrilled at how many college students we have here tonight. I'd love them to come up and lead us in Kiddush after their many years of excellent TBS Jewish educations. They are certainly ready to come up and do Kiddush with us. Okay, everyone. Welcome home. Kiddush is on page 29. Please rise.
Let's see. Are you going to see now?
Awesome.
Yeah, you get to look
at that. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu mitzvotav ve'ratzav anu, v'shabbat kadosho, v'yahavah u'ratzon kifilah.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. Welcome to our monthly family Shabbat, our first Shabbat service of 2019. Only 51 more in 2019. They'll go too fast. Welcome, sixth graders. Thank you for bringing your parents tonight. And welcome back, college students. Great to see you here. Thank you, board ushers Gary Cohen and Frank Cohn, greeter Marilyn Weissman, and our ONIC helpers and Steve Miller, who is ever vigilant as our security watch. Thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us in song and sharing your gift of music. Welcome back, Rabbi Crystal, from your annual trip to Israel. And thank you, Rabbi Crystal and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship tonight. So how about those TBS players? I laughed, I cried, it was just... So I know that all of you await anxiously by your email on the first of the month so that the coal can come in and you can consume it and you can memorize my particular column. Given that the first was a holiday, it should be in your inbox on Monday. But since you're here, I wanted to share a few of the things that I'll be talking about. Thank you to everyone who donated to our Giving Tuesday campaign. We raised about $9,000, and Sabrina Icahn in the back of the sanctuary, raise your hand, Sabrina, was our architect for the campaign. She did all the artwork and all the thinking and the strategy. Thank you, Sabrina, and thank you so much for all those who contributed. We'll be using the money to do some building restoration, some painting, some areas where the building is showing its age. In addition to our normally very busy calendar, the second half of our member year, we have a lot of exciting events already on the calendar and some in the planning stages. There's a new Tay Timers group. We got some unexpected press on that. For government workers, if the government is still shut down, please join us. and contractors who support the government as well. The Life Committee will have a couple of really interesting things. There's Musar classes. Although I think the reservations were due today, if you're interested and you haven't yet paid, please, there'll be time to do that. The first class is next week. There'll also be a Jewish film later on in the year. And Frank Cohen, ushering right now, is going to lead a Star Trek theme session. Ask Frank what it's about. I have no idea. Social Action in Israel committees will bring some really interesting speakers, including a professor from Messiah College on our Social Action Shabbat in January. That should be interesting. It was a gentleman that led a tour group that Sue Cohen participated in the Deep South, kind of retracing the Martin Luther King steps of the March for Freedom. We'll have an adults-only deli comedy night. There'll be a Jewish art auction. Youth group will be doing lots of things, including ice skating this month. And there will be a concert with a contemporary Jewish musician, not yet named, which is in the planning, will be held in Donna Courtney's memory. Stay informed by looking at your weekly email, and please check the TBS calendar regularly. I also want to mention quickly self-study. This will be discussed in more length in the Cole article on Monday, but this is really part of our methodology of collecting information as we go through our search process and we get to understand what the congregation, you, need. So I really would like to see everybody participate. And by everybody, I mean in the focus groups, it'll be adults 18 and up, but we will have opportunities for children in religious school to provide input as well. And lastly, as the government shutdown goes into its third week this week, we hope that our national leadership will quickly resolve that. If you are impacted as a result of the shutdown and you need some assistance some way, please contact Lynn Richmond or me, and we will work to accommodate you to help mitigate the issues that your TBS commitment may have on your situation. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, I think this is the fast version, right? Yes. In Kelohenu, page 31.
Kelohenu, in Kelohenu.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. At the outset of a new year, may you feel blessed by the special love of family, the family you are born into or the family you create on your own. May this love bring you comfort, happiness, and security on this Shabbat, through the week, and through the year. Shabbat Shalom.